From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today is Thanksgiving Day. Some of us spend it with friends and family, others volunteering, and yet others using it as a day of reflection. We asked some people what they were going to do this year.
Thanksgiving holiday. Thanking the Lord for allowing me, for one thing, to wake up and see another Thanksgiving, and thankful for them breathing and on this earth. And because when you wake up in the morning, it's a blessing to be alive. So that's the first thing, praising God and just relaxing a little bit, watching some football and going over family and friends and enjoying a nice meal.
Standardly, I don't do anything. I used to do the traditional thing years ago, but I don't think I've eaten a traditional meal in years. I'm a vegetarian now, so that's kind of changed things for me. Probably just do the, normal social thing in the Mert, there's always a drum circle during the holiday, so I'll probably partake in that.
Mainly, I'm just going to be thankful. I usually look at that holiday as just a time for families to mesh together. I have my own issues about it, but, mainly it's a good time for people to come together and kind of embrace each other and help each other. So mainly, like, our family, we just get together and we cook, have a little food. But now with the Barack Obama election, maybe this time Thanksgiving will be something more of like trying to build something more positive for our communities.
You might remember that we brought you some personal interviews from StoryCorps, which sent a recording booth around the country with its GRIO project to get African-American life on tape.